Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a Cuban party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, and your rights and my rights, because we all have rights. And this morning I'm at work, so I'm going to turn it over right away over to Brother Clarence. Good morning, Brother Clarence Sam Allen. Welcome to the show, our co-producer. And also who will be helping to host the show today will be co-producer Professor Reen. But without further ado, Clarence Sam Allen, please take the floor and take over the show. God bless you, brother.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Thank you for allowing me to come on your show one more time. Good morning to my co-host. Good morning, co-producer Professor Reen. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners throughout the nation and the world. Hey, once again, you have tuned into the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk radio show. This is where we talk about my rights, your rights, our rights. The constitutional rights in America, you know, there's so much going on in this nation that is just out of man's hands. So I'm going to ask and see if our other co-host on, Professor Reams, come on into the studio. Professor Reams, are you in studio this morning?
Not yet, but Vera's in studio and Talana's in the studio.
Okay, well, let's get our other co-host in. Vera Jones, our health and wellness expert. Vera Jones, good morning to you. Come on in the studio.
Good morning, Clarence. Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, co-host and all the listeners.
Good morning. I love you, Vera. I love you, everybody on the show. God bless you guys. What a wonderful, wonderful time it is, and what a great show.
Good morning, Amen. Vera. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm doing well. You know, God has allowed all of us to open our eyes again and intake the breath of life, and we're just getting it. Let's get our words of wisdom expert in studio, Talana Jones. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, Queen.
Good morning, Team Regulator, and good morning to Dad and to my butterfly, and to shout out to Linda and to Cousin V and Brenda. Good morning, all. I love you most, and I hope you have a wonderful week so far.
Yes,
Thank you.
Good morning. You know, I spoke with Linda. God bless her. Thank God for who he is. I spoke with her yesterday. She returned my call yesterday. Our beautiful poetess, Linda, you know, it's Linda Goldie. She's up in Oregon, up in Kings, Oregon. That's right out of Portland, Kings City, Oregon. God gave her an amazing gift, an amazing talent with her writing. You know, her writing is life-giving. Her writing is educational. It's God-given. It's his message. And it gives us the goodness of the beauty that God has allowed her to express to us and to all the listeners on this channel. She is out of the hospital. She's at home now. She had her surgery. She won't be able to come on this morning. She has a doctor appointment. This is one strong lady, you know. I was speaking with Linda on the phone yesterday, and she said she refused to take the pain medication. And, you know, she had some prosthesis put in her hip because she broken her hip. And according to what she told me, they're taking a bone out and put a rod in there. Now, I've had that similar type of surgery where I have a rod, a 7 rod in my right hip. I broken my right hip May 11, 2011. So it's been 10 years. So every day I live with a certain amount of pain, even from my back injury from work. But it's nothing like the pain, and all of us have a different tolerance to pain. And she says she refuses to take the medication. So this is one amazing woman who has a mental strength and tolerance to pain, because if she just had surgery, I remember I wasn't walking for months later. After my surgery, I was in a wheelchair, and then I was on crutches, then I was on my walker, and I still have a cane, which I very rarely use, but I know the pain. I understand some of the issues that she has to deal with now and even today. But Linda sends us her prayer. She sends us all the thanks in the world. She sends us her love. She says she has received some of the messages and the loves from co-hosts, producers of this show. And so she just sends her love, her thanks, and just thank God that he brought her through her incident, especially at her age. You know, she's a senior citizen. I will have to assume Linda is in her 80s. You know, she's a senior lady. But she just have a gift from God that she expresses on this show with her poetry. And so, you know, let's give a round of applause for Linda Goldie, you know, for her recovery and her wellness. Let's show her a round of applause.
Be advised, in the studio. All right.
Here
Professor Rings is in the studio. Professor Rings in the studio now, Brother Clarence.
Say that again, Pastor Eddie.
Professor Rings is now in the studio. He's now in the studio. Good morning, Professor Rings. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Jones. Good morning to the co-producers and also to our fellow co-hosts. Once again, we're starting off our Monday right with the word and the topics and also the fellowship that's known as the Eddie Justice Jones Block Talk Radio Show. So with that, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Professor Rings.
Good morning, Vera. Good morning, Talana. Good morning, the regulator.
And Professor Rings, I didn't know if you caught all of the message that I was giving on Linda Goldie. She is home recovering. She had hip surgery. They put prosthesis in her hip from her fall, her incident. And she gives us all of our love, our well wishes. And while we have you speaking now, is there anything you'd like to say of Linda Goldie?
Well, always, Linda, we love you so much. And we're glad that you're feeling that, you know, you're better and that you're going to be, without having anesthetic or anything, you are a tough, tough woman. And I look forward to having you on the show, you know, we hearing from you so that we all can get our wonderful hug that you normally give us. And I'm just so happy that everything is okay. Praise the Lord on that. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones, and Clarence, the regulator.
Pastor Jones, are you in studio? Well, we're going to go over to Vera. Vera, is there anything that you'd like to say of our beautiful co-host, Linda Goldie?
Yes. First of all, I would like to say, Linda, we love you very much, and we miss you. And we're sending you love and light virtually, along with healing and recovery. And then I'll be waiting because I know, Linda, that you will have a testimony for us. Amen.
Amen. And to Lana Jones, excuse me, we know you have something to say, you know, with your beautiful heart and spirit. So come on, give us what you want to say about Linda Goldie.
Well, first of all the poetry snaps in the world for you, my love. Thank you so much for your poetry and your wisdom. It speaks loud, and it even gives me inspiration to continue to seek more wisdom. I appreciate all my elders, so I thank God for you, Linda, and your strength. I pray for you to heal exponentially as much as you can through the process. I pray that God will help you through the pain, no matter how difficult it may become. We all love you. I pray that you can hear me and have a just know that we all have a warm sense of prayer, love, and well wishes for you. We don't want anything else to happen to you, Linda, so please come back to us soon.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give one more round of applause for Linda Goldie.
Amen.
You know, this is a segment of the show, along with all of our other co-hosts, that we're truly going to miss. You know, we miss our cousin V with our sports reports every week. God bless her. God keep her. Melanie Aubrey, financial literacy. We love having her on each and every week. And also our mental health expert, Dr. Aretha Adam Jones, with Mental Health in You. Mental health matters, you know. Every day is a struggle with our finances. Every day is a struggle with our own well-being, with our mental health, not just speaking of our physical and our spiritual health, because all three of these beings make up us as a person and make us as our character. It makes us as a being, and it makes up our soul, our mind, body, and our spirit intertwined. They're all connected. If one is out of balance, it affects the other two. So in saying that, if we have a physical injury, a physical illness, it affects our mind. It affects our spirit. They are out of balance because they reciprocate that. If there's something wrong with our mind, our body, it affects our physical well-being. It affects our spiritual wellness. You know, they are connected. There's, you know, I'm going to get into what I'm going to say after I speak with the wellness of our spirit. To have a good, well spirit gives us a good, brings us to a good mental state. It brings us into a good physical state with our body. So we have to educate all three, and we have to keep them all connected. But the way the system is set up and practiced now, they are separated. The Europeans separated how holistic health is practiced. So holistically, it's practiced as treating all three of these beings of our soul character. But the Europeans separated it. So if there's something wrong with our body, we go to the hospital. But who's treating our mind? Who's treating our spirit? If there's something wrong with our spirit, we go to the psychologist. We call Aretha Adams for our mental health. But who's treating our spirit and who's treating our body? And if there's something wrong with us spiritually, do we have a preacher, a deacon, a spiritual counselor, a spiritual person of guidance who can bring us into the spiritual wellness, which also affects our mind and body? So we have to keep all this in mind. So let's just be mindful that, you know, that's what our African holistic health doctors, that's the way they practice. And we were taught not to trust them, that they were witch doctors. So we must beware and be aware of some of the misguided education that we have learned. And some of this education we must unlearn and relearn so we can connect and see the truth from the deceptions of this American way of life. I don't do the American dream. I do the American way. When I was a boy, they talked about the American way of living. You know, there was a way to do things through the education, through getting your skill, through getting a profession, and through getting a good job. But now everybody wants to keep it a dream, and these dreams are actually our vision. See? So we must recognize some of these things that's being practiced in a system that we don't adopt to. So when we look around and see people losing their minds, we see the violence, we see the hatred, and see all these illnesses, that's because everything has been separated and compartmented. So we cannot connect everything holistically and get into a total health of well-being. I don't want to step on Vera's toes, but some of this knowledge I get from this sister right here. Some of this knowledge I get from my other experts and co-hosts, Dr. Aretha Adams, Professor Reen, Talana Jones,
Linda Goldie, even our activity from Cousin V with sports. And the man who was at the helm of this, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr., have created such an immense Monday morning blog talk show. And so we're going to get into our first topic.
Well, Brother Clarence, how are you?
Come on, Pastor Eddie. I just mentioned your name. Come on, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Well, that was so profound and prolific what you just said. I am honored that you and Professor Reams will be hosting the show today. I want to send a shout-out to Cousin V, my cousin Brandy, to anybody who's fighting cancer out there. I want to send a shout-out to anybody who's out there who's having hip surgery, back surgery, heart surgery, any type of surgery. My love is with you, especially with you, Linda. We miss your poetry. Our first topic is a very important topic, and our first topic, and can you read it off there, Brother Clarence, our first topic? I'm going to turn it back over to you, and you and Professor Reams, Talana Jones, Vera Jones, Prophetess Monica, Melanie Aubrey, and Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. God bless you guys. I love you all. And to all the listeners out there, thank you guys so much for supporting the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Brother Clarence, take the floor. Give us our first topic.
And that was Pastor Eddie. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, once again. Our first topic is dealing with this new variant, this new COVID-19 Delta variant, SARS-2. This is the talk of health news, not just in the United States, but around the world. You know, they say that this is in a total 105% more of a spreader than the original Wuhan COVID-19 virus. So, you know, there are vaccines out there for those who choose to get vaccinated. There's holistic health out there to keep our immune systems up for those who choose not to get it, to take these vaccinations. But like in the first rule of boxing, whether you're vaccinated or not, before they ring that bell in the first round, when the referee is holding both of those boxes by the hand, he gives them a simple instruction. He say, protect yourself at all times. And this is what we must do. So I'm going to turn it over to Professor Reams and let him go into this, and then we're going to go over to Vera Jones and to Lana Jones, and we're going to talk about this new variant, the Delta variant, SARS-2 COVID virus. Professor Reams, please take the floor.
Yes, thank you so much, Clarence. Now, as we all know, the variant, they're over this time with the beginning of COVID. Most of your virus will mutate at some point in time in order to find out and in order for it to determine which one of its variations is going to actually be as successful in multiplying and getting into the human body. And we've known this for a long time with the flu virus, because each year you keep getting it for those who take the vaccine for the flu. It's going to change and continue to change over the course of time, especially once it gets into hosts that have different types of immune systems, so it tries to adapt and adjust. This is no different, especially with the Delta variant, because, of course, it originated, again, in variation locations, they're saying, is the India variant, but let's be quite blunt, it can doesn't have a place of origin, it just mutates. So the one thing that is, as Clarence has mentioned, is the fact that it's 60% higher infection rate, because it doesn't matter now from the old variant, which you would just be in a room for hours and hours. You can get this faster, and it is more potent to where it's going to search and destroy and find whatever weaknesses that you have, and then have all the wonderful symptoms that we face with COVID, including getting into the brain and causing fogging, along with even more search and seizure, where when it gets in, if you recover, that only means that it's identified another vital area where it can come back or get reinfected, to where it will work on your lung or work on your liver or work on whatever else is ailing. So the first round deals with identifying what the weakness is, and the second is finding that vital area that will end up getting you into the hospital, you know, and being on a ventilator. So it is highly, highly susceptible. Now, the biggest problem that we're having is the political discourse that's going on. The problem being is, even with masking, now, whether you're going to take the vaccine or not, that's your personal preference. And as we've mentioned before, whatever has been working with vaccine or without the vaccine continues to do that. But with the push that has been going on by the Republican Party, they're denying its potency, denying its existence, and or saying that everything is fine, we've already returned immunity, and so we've already resolved the issue, and that is not the case, because in Missouri is now becoming the heart of it and ground zero of major infections, where it's back to where it was with the first iteration, where hospital beds, they don't have enough. There's ventilators that are, they don't have enough of those, and people are dying. And the worst thing about it is that you can go for conspiracies all that you want, but it is hitting our communities even higher in light of the fact of how this system in the U.S. has been disproportionately lacking for African Americans. So when they talk about the death toll, you can understand that it is not everyone across the board evenly. It will be people of color who will be affected worse. So the thing that needs to be done is, what happened in New York, what happened in California, is that you have to be aggressive about being separating yourself, the distance of 6 feet, having your mask on, taking your vitamins, as Sister Vera will share, you know, including your, and what Pastor Jones has talked about, the echinacea, the elderberry, and all these other holistic methods, and you don't stop doing what was successful for you, because we're not out of the woods. The only thing that we're in is another season, which is summer, where people are outside, but with more people outside means the variants will get passed on a lot faster in large spaces. And that means that by the fall, when everyone gets inside, then the toll is going to increase. So we're at 600,000 folks now in counting. We could be even by a million by the time we get to November or so, if this variant has its way, or even faster. So it is important that everyone continue to do not get laxed and comfortable at where you are. You need to stay as vigilant as you were before, because this one is not kidding, and it gets into your body faster and will do damage even faster than the original iteration of COVID. And so, Brother Clarence, I yield back to you.
Professor Rain. Thank you, Professor Rain. Thank you very much. We're going to move over to our health and our wellness expert, Dr. Vera Jones. Yeah, everybody's a doctor on here. We may not have no plaques on the wall, but we make house calls. Vera, take the floor, and let's get your insight on this new Delta variant.
Vera, if I may, Granny Dr. V.
Granny Dr. V. I love it, Professor.
Hey,
Vera, it's so awesome being a grandma.
Before you say that, Vera, how do y'all like my saying? We may not have no plaques on the wall, but we make house calls.
Amen. I love that too. Hey, we're going back in the day. This is what our ancestors did. Yeah. And even if you didn't have the credentials. Okay, so I don't know a whole lot. We're still learning about COVID, but I don't know a lot about the Delta. But as what I have heard, I mean, it's really out there, and I feel that what we were doing in the past, as Professor Rames just mentioned, that's what we have to do to continue. And even some that did receive the jab, some of them are still getting COVID and the new Delta. So that means that, yeah, we should continue to be safe. And I know some are moving really fast because they're trying to play catch up from the time that they missed last year. But we have to do just everything in moderation and not rush every single thing, because I just don't want anyone to get sick again or to pass away and they could have protected themselves. And Professor Rain was mentioning a lot about how it affects us, our body, mind, and our spirit. And then our body, mind, and spirit is our different chakras. And that's where our love, our power, our mental energy, and our physical and emotional energies, that's where they reside, in our chakras. So if you guys can learn a little bit about your different chakras and just study something new, and then you can wear the colors of the different chakras, and you can find out what these different chakras will do to make your body radiant and to bring balance into your life. So I have to get out of here at this time, but thank you so much, everyone, for everything and for listening every week. And I think I can listen on for like about 10 more minutes. And I love you all.
Well, Vera, let's give Vera a hand first.
Ooh.
Well, Vera, if you only have 10 more minutes, let's kind of like sidestep before we go to Talana Jones, and let's get a segment of your health and wellness before you leave, and that way we can get something from you this week. Can you do that?
I don't have that available at this moment, but what I will say is let's all continue to work on self-care, which is what Dr. Arifa speaks of. And I wanted to ask you guys to get your pen and paper out, because I want to give you the information for this coming Thursday and every single Thursday. Dr. Arifa speaks on sound mind and one-third ministries. So if you guys have your pen and paper, I will repeat the information twice. So it's this Thursday and every single Thursday at 6 p.m., and the call-in number for Dr. Arifa is area code 551-258-6967, and that number again is 551-258-6967. And each and every single show that I have listened to has been amazing. And that is Dr. Arifa's favorite. That's her favorite word, and I love it as well. So I'm not going to go into detail, but what I do want to mention about self-care again is our mental health, our spiritual health, and our emotional health. And then what can we do to change, and if we have stress going on in our life, what can we do to relieve that? And if we're going through a depression, what can we do to help someone that is actually going through that as well? We went through the cold and flu season during a time that it was not even cold, and with different viruses. So let's do some things to calm ourselves with it. Just a couple of herbs, like chamomile is really great to relax Lemon balm is another that I really enjoy, along with lavender. And ashwagandha is also good. So don't forget about the vitamins. And I know there are a couple of you guys that really take your vitamins, because we can't get all of our nutrients and vitamins in our food. So we have to supplement some of them. Our water intake is extremely important, because without the water, our digestive system, it just can't work. And it will be very sluggish. But I'm not going to go into each essential oil, but I will do that at a later time. But I do want to mention a couple of essential oils that are calming, that will calm your spirit, which is your mental and your emotional and your physical. So clary sage would be one that I enjoy, ylang ylang, frankincense, lavender, patchouli, and sandalwood. Now, there is also, if you like more of a citrus, and I like the earthy essential oils, but you can try orange. Orange is great, and that really promotes peace, calm, clarity, and then it helps you with your emotions. So if you're going through something stressful, just put some essential oils in your diffuser or put some in a spray bottle and spray your area, and that will really change the atmosphere. And if you're into sage or Palo Santo, just cleanse. What our ancestors used to do is cleanse the area with the incense or the bark. Now, we use barks and trees and different types of things, and that was one of my plans to speak on different herbs today. And however, that will be going into each herb and the properties and benefits. But I will save that for a later time and a later date. So thank you so much, Clarence and Alan, and everyone else that's listening in. And remember, if you can, listen to Sound Minds on Thursday with Dr. Aretha. Please do so. And that number again is 551-258-6967. And then again, learn about what your chakras, we all have them, what your chakras are. And the first one is your root chakra, which is the color red. And I can't go into all the different properties, but I will say the second chakra is orange, so you can wear that color orange. The third is the solar plexus, which is yellow. And the fourth chakra is green, which is the heart chakra. And the third is blue, our throat chakra. And then the sixth is our crown, and the sixth is our pituitary, our third eye, and the seventh is our crown. So you guys have a great week, and I will be listening in as I am driving, and I love you all.
We love you back. Let's give a hand for Vera. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And with that, I have to kind of beg to differ, because Vera don't need to bring any notes. She is the notes. And with that, I want to hear from our expert of words of wisdom with this topic that we have. It's the new COVID, the Delta variant, the SARS, 2, it's just out here, and people are taking their mask off. So many of the percentage in the nation, I think, is probably around just above 40% now, has been fully vaccinated across the land and somewhere up in there. And so, Talano, let's get your input with this Delta variant. Take the floor.
Well, thank you, Clarence. I'll read a very short definition of what I just read. It says that the Delta variant is also a scientific name for a B.1617.2 was a strain of the coronavirus, and it's first identified in October in
Maharashtra. I think I'm saying it wrong. I think it's
Maharashtra India. Is that
Maharashtra?
Yes, Maharashtra India. Maharashtra India. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank you, Professor Rains. Maharashtra India. So it also says that the strain was the very first name in the Delta variant. It says that it's a world or health organization global problem. And it's being implemented by the health agency right now. And it says that it's implemented also by a naming system based on Greek letters this month. I don't even know what that means. The last part. What I will say is I don't really agree. I think it's another form of something else that we've tried to get a hurdle over with the coronavirus. It's made, it's probably going to send the third wave very extreme, and I think we're going to go into something worse than what we did with the previous year. So hopefully, I do agree with Vera. I do agree with Professor Rains. Like it's and Clarence yourself, staying healthy, keeping your immune system boosted, take your health and herbal remedies, keep your vitamin supplements very like close by, and make sure that I would say get earthquake kits or emergency kits. Have a plan, whatever the case may be. And I always believe in keeping cod liver oil. So I would say, just like I said, I agree with keeping your mask on. Even though we are over the wave, I'm still wearing my mask, and I'm still making sure I keep hand sanitizer, and I still make sure that I wash my hands for those extra 20 seconds. So that's very vital, and I just I thank you guys for asking for my opinion. I also have something very quick to share with you. And this is dedicated to Brenda. I pray that you hear this and enjoy. May you always have an angel by your side, watching out for you in all things that you do, reminding you to keep believing in better days, finding ways for your wishes and dreams to take you to beautiful places, giving you hope that is as certain as the sun, giving you the strength of serenity as your guide. Thank you, guys.
Amen. Let's get to Lana.
Amen. Serenity as your guide.
Thank you very much to Lana for your wisdom, for your love, your insight. Thank you, Vera, Professor Rings. You are the man slamming the trunk on this show at the end every week with your commentary, you know. I say that, I love saying that now at the end of every show. Once Professor Reem has slammed the truck on the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show, we have hit the road. But you can tell your friends to call 646-787-8064 right now, because we are live. We have another hour and 17 minutes or so left. 646-787-8064. Go to blogtalkradio.com. _ Eddie Jones Jr., Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions, and you can listen live from your laptop, from your iPad, or whatever electronic device that you have. You know, Pat, I'm about to call him Professor Eddie, but he is a professor in his own right, you know, and he is a pastor of the ministry of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's a child of God. This is a man who has put something together with, along with the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association. And he done that because it's just too many wrongs that have been occurred upon primarily us as a people. And then it expounded into those others, into those Latinos, into women, into the LGBTQ communities, but it first starts with us as being blacks, as being descendants of American slaves in this nation, So we have to thank God for a man, Eddie Jones, who have put together a platform every Monday morning, a two-hour show, Pacific Standard Time. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you're in different time zones, check your time zone and log into us. And I'm not able to see the board. If we have any callers, you can press 1 and come into studio, and you can say your name, and we'll give you an opportunity to speak on this Delta virus, because so far, since the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, I shouldn't even use that word, because of what I believe with these viruses. You know, these are man-made. These are man-made. These things come out of these laboratories, and I believe that they put them in certain places due to ethnicity, due to racism. They put them in certain countries so they won't have to call it the American virus, the white virus, or this or that. So, you know, there's no smoking gun on this show. And so I'm going to say it like it is, in all due respect, at all times. The Delta variant that came out of India, they call it a variant. How do we know that it mutated and it wasn't already created and put into a certain place on this planet, whereas it's not being watched, where it can be put into a place where a medicine or the health or the cultural lifestyles are not at a certain level where if something do come out, well, we can say where it's a variant, because, you know, if we do our own research, this is a business. This is a business for the pharmaceutical companies, these doctors, these scientists, to make money. This is, in my mind, it's like the world is being held hostage. If you don't take this vaccine, which the governments are paying for, you can die. So, you know, when we go to the experiment in Tuskegee, we look at slavery, what they've done to our ancestors in slavery, all the horrors that they use experimenting on our people to find these pragmatic treatments or cures for certain things when they were already here. Even our Bible tells us nothing new under the sun, and in our fruit, nuts, and our berries is our healing. So we cannot be totally blindsided by what the media is guiding us into. I was listening to Creflo Dollar a little bit yesterday, and he covered the scripture where there's going to be a time where people are going to be running around saying Jesus is here, Jesus is there, and the Bible tells you don't believe that. You know, we just looked at the owner of Virgin Airlines went into space yesterday, touched space with his aircraft. And so I'm connecting all this way is because we have all these satellites. We have holographic images. We've seen Tupac on a hologram and other celebrities and stars who have passed away, and they produce this holographic image to make you think that they're there when they are not. And so there is this blue beam technology. This blue beam technology has the capability of using all of these satellites and producing an image in the sky. And so they're going to use this, and when the time is right in our world, they're going to put this image of what
we have all been to believe the image of Jesus when we know, if we do our studies, Jesus wasn't white. Because if you do your biblical studies, they came out of Africa. They crossed the Sahara Desert and was in bondage in Egypt. And when they went over into North Africa, which they want to call the Middle East now, you know, when he was born, they killed every black male child. They went to go hide him in Egypt. You can't hide a white baby in Egypt, not in Africa. That's why it was a black man that carried his cross up to Mount Calvary, because he was a black man. So we need to redo our study. We can't believe everything that they tell us. And that's why I'm covering all this. And so going back to this Delta variant, which Talana gave us the scientific numbers of that they put down on it, that number has a significance. It is the number of how many failures that were attempted in order to get this one that worked. When we do our study, this was the number that worked to have this variant, and they call it a mutation. Well, it could have mutated, but how do we really know? We can't believe everything that they tell us. We have to verify things for ourselves, and when we find that evidence of proof that they're deceiving us, we have to get that message out, so we don't be blindsided by everything the media, the government, and this system tells us. Yes, go ahead, Pastor Eddie.
Brother Clarence, this is Pastor Eddie Jones. Hi, everybody, again on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. I'm so glad we're discussing the Delta variant. It's so important that we talk about this. And also, too, for those that don't know, let me tell you something about that Delta variant. The Delta variant also is called the lineage of B.1.617.2. Okay, it is the lineage of B.1.617.2. It's a very, very dangerous variant. And what we need to realize, you guys, why would they want to pay you $300 or $400 to take a shot of the COVID-19 medication that they have available? Why do they need to pay you to convince you to take that shot? There's something about that shot. I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. But they said that before this variant came about, they said that the COVID-19 would be knocked out by the different types of shots that they have available for our human bodies. However, that was fabricated information. Because now we have two variants. We have the first COVID-19 variant, and now we have number two, which is SARS-CoV-2, which means that it's much more powerful than the first COVID-19. So think about your kids. Think about your elderly people in your family. And think about what my sister said earlier about making sure your immune system is powerful. You must take D3, at least 2,000 IU units of D3. You must take 1,000 milligrams of chewable vitamin C. You must take B-complex. You want your body to be able to not be under stress while it's fighting off any kind of free radicals that could get attached to your cells in your body. That's why when you look at the COVID-19 variant, it has little plungers on there so it can stick to the cells inside of your body. If you take the D3 will make they'll slip off the cell. That's what the D3 is for, to protect your cells from the free radicals coming from COVID-19. Just thought I'd share that with everybody. And our second topic, which will be coming up shortly, will be unemployment. Are people ready to go back to work, or are they still pleased with getting unemployment? That will be our second topic. Are people ready to go back to work, or are they still happy with their unemployment? That'll be our second topic whenever Brother Clarence brings it up and Professor Reams, who are co-producers and producers and hosts of the show today. This is Eddie Jones on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Please take the floor, Professor Reams and Clarence and Mallon. God bless you guys. Peace.
Let's give Pastor Eddie a hand. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. And all of this information is vital. It's very important, and it's the stuff that we all need to know and utilize in our life. And, you know, I was saying, how do we know that this system isn't lying to us? This is a business. You know, I mentioned before, where in 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed an executive order where you cannot sue these vaccine companies. So now, if something happened to you, there's nothing you can do. If you have a side effect from any of these vaccines, there's nothing you can do. They give you that injection to help stop the side effects, but they tell us it mutated. It's different. We understand and know that. Since COVID-19 around the planet, over 4 million people have died from this virus. This is real, so we cannot play with it. We have to be alert. We have to be proactive about protecting ourselves with these variants of the SARS, with these COVIDs, and whatever else disease, and these are just the preparations for things to come. You know, this is just preparing us for whatever worse will be created in one of these labs and put into the systems of our society. And so with saying that, we're going to go into our second topic. Are people ready to go back to work? You know, a lot of jobs, millions of jobs have been lost since COVID. Last year, the whole nation was shut down. At this time last year, we lived in a different world. The freeways were open. Nobody was in stores. Everything was done just about online. You know, we got everything online but gasoline. You know, you couldn't even get toilet paper. You know, that whoever imagined that you couldn't find toilet paper. And so I'm going to go to Talana Jones and get her input. Since a lot of people have been laid off, are people ready to go back to work?
For myself, I'm a single mom, so I would say, I've been working since the pandemic started. Here's how I personally feel about families, though. There are a lot of families who are coming very close to the coronavirus, and it's now forming a third wave that is going to infect more people. So I really feel that it's not safe for people to return back into the world like normal, like nothing happened and we didn't just experience the coronavirus. It's also, to extend, I think that the working world should maybe be expanded into the online status, because right now, if it was possible for everybody to work in-house, it wouldn't be a problem, and income would be okay, and no one would be on unemployment. So I disagree with going back to work right now, because I feel like the third wave is coming.
Amen, amen. Talana Jones, thank you very much. Before I bring Professor Rings in, because he's a real teacher, he's a real educator, he's a real professor. He is our most knowledgeable guest in my mind on this show. We get information from him that you would not get on CNBC, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, ABC, KTTV, CBS, and I can go on and on. So we thank God for having him as a co-producer and a co-host of the Eddie Justice Jones Blog Talk Radio Show.
And I'm in the state of Montana. I'm in St. Ignatius, Montana. It's about a 40-minute drive north from Missoula, Highway 93. Tomorrow we'll be going up to Kalispell. That's about a two-hour drive north from St. Ignatius, maybe about 20 miles from the Canadian border. And I look at the media here, so I know what's going on around me. When I first got here the first 2 weeks, the skies were clear, but now it's a lot of haze because of the wildfires, the drought in the west. And so one of the things that I noticed is even on the news media, they are mentioning jobs. They're mentioning where companies are struggling to fill employment spots. And we had those stimulus checks. We had executive orders for unemployment, which I believe have been extended into the month of September coming. So people, there are some who are enjoying the lifestyle of getting paid because they have worked and they have put the time in to earn that unemployment check. And so I think because of when the systems were shut down a year ago and we had to restart our society back, the economic, the employment structures in this nation and around the world, some of us may have become lackadaisical and enjoy that money and not have to go to work. So I have seen where companies are struggling for people to fill those vacant spots. McDonald's, for instance, is hiring everywhere, you know, but, you know, that's just one corporation. But there are many that are struggling to fill slots. Even the work structure has changed because a lot of people now are working from home online. So we have that part in our society where people, I've seen a news article where people are able to work at home and some make enough money where they even traveling, doing the BRB and doing their vacation while working. And so there's so much, and everybody has their own different reason for going to work and why not to go to work. But somebody has to fill those slots. And when unemployment, when those benefits come to cease to exist, we will see society returning back to work as job openings are available and as slots can be filled. And with that, I'm going to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, it's your turn. Take the floor, please.
Thank you so much, Clarence. Yes, what we've seen is it's almost like the don't look behind the cloak at the man behind the wheel or behind the controls of the of the Wizard of Oz, because we were so our structure was that we would always, you know, get up in the morning, we would go and get on the freeway and then get into work and then go to these meetings, and then from those meetings deal with the aggravation of dealing with coworkers, and then coworkers and more coworkers, and then more assignments and then more coworkers, get home or get on the freeway again, spend 2-3 hours on the freeway, get home and go to bed. And that in itself was eclipsed with COVID, because the fact that people were home, people then found out that a lot of the work that they were doing was a lot of busy work, which in some ways needed to be done, but otherwise didn't need to be done. So it changed to where we found a restructuring of how work was done, to where when those who were home, because I've been working, didn't take any time off from the from online at home, I was on working almost like 7, 8, 12 hours or so, but it was from home so I could get a lot of things done. And people found they were getting more things done and minimizing the time they were in meetings to where they had an opportunity to enjoy the rest of their day or their rest of their life or rest of their week because of that. And so when you're talking about going back to work, the issue is, one, what sort of environment are we going to be going back into? Is it going to be business as usual where you're feeling underappreciated and only to make somebody else rich in that sense? Are you going back to something where there's always going to be more turmoil than you had when you were at home? It seemed as though, as we mentioned, the emperor having no clothes, that our work environment was not prepared for being seen for what it was, and that's toil. It was also another way to look at the way the infrastructure of your jobs were housed or located downtown in the city area in one location, which led to a lot of the freeway grid. It was talked about years before, why not separate the places of work for the convenience of employees to minimize the amount of traffic that's on the freeway. But the folks in power did not want to do that and said that if it's one location, it's going to be in one place, you need to just get there and deal with it. The problem with that is that when you are driving and can't find housing next to the city or the place that you're working at, then you relocate yourself out miles out to where you're on the freeway or having to take a train, the amount of money that you're paid is not enough for you to sustain you getting to work and then having to pay parking along with your bills, along with everything else that comes with it. So along with, of course, going to the diners that are next door to your job in order to get something to eat or have something available to eat. So the quality of life was low. If you compare this to what goes on in like Europe and or parts of France or so, there are periods in work where they'll work for a little bit of time, then everyone takes a nap and just rests and to bring that balance to their body, because in those places they feel that it's the whole person that needs to be there, both mentally, physically, and, of course, we get holistically, because this is a period where you can talk about how you're feeling, how your health is doing, what vitamins you're taking, or what things you're doing to preserve your family, as opposed to here where we're working and we're outproducing, outperforming, but not getting very little back as far as our personal time. So even though there's been a lot of bad with the coronavirus, it also showed how fragile the existing work system is for a lot of people who have to commute on a daily basis. And it showed we could restructure it immediately. No different than what happened in China when there was a talk of we have to go for the climate Paris Accords. We have to show this. It'll take a while for everything to clear up in the air. When they shut those industries down in China, the air cleared in a week, and you could see China from space. That shows that a lot of the pollution that's going on could easily be removed if you just turned off the system creating the pollution in the first place. So it's no different than what's going on with our work situation. So people have taken this time to just look at how hard they're working or how hard they were working and saying, no. If we come back, we better have inspiration. We better have respect. We better have a safe workplace that we need to work in, and we better have reasonable hours and reasonable work to get done, or you get nothing. So this is what the use of unions was doing, because the only thing that at the end of the day, the only thing that we do have that we can bargain with is our labor. And now that we've seen that a lot of the obstacles that were put in place was to minimize our free thinking of how we should be looking at work,
because now you have the Generation Xers and also Z saying, I want to have a balance in my life. Yes, work is important because we need it to make money and then also to provide a standard of living. But it's not going to be the end-all, be-all where I don't have a life outside of work. So we need to rethink work, and this opportunity came because of COVID. So with that, no, people should not go back too soon or too quickly in light of this pandemic, because once again, we have, it's the opportunity to infect large swaths of people, just like in the meatpacking industry. And then where is that going to leave us? Back in a major area of quarantine. So that's why with the stimulus check, everyone having a chance to think about what they're going to do, then it's balancing the equation where people can have a better quality of life in the workplace and also balance it with their personal life as being a full human being. And so we need to thank God for having this opportunity to just tap us on the shoulder and say, and ask the question, what are we doing here? And if it doesn't mean, or if we don't have the passion, then what's the point of us doing this? And with that, Brother Clarence, I yield back to you.
Professor Green, let's give it up.
Thank you, Professor Green.
Professor Green, you're the man. You know, once again, we are tuned in, which is sponsored by the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association, which presents the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, coming to you live in living color throughout the United States and the world to listen to our talk show. Have your friends to call in at 646-787-8064. Press 1 to speak to the host, Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, Jr., who is the president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Association and the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Her co-producer, which we miss, our sports reporter, Cousin V. We have other co-producers, which is Clarence M. Allen with his books, Regulate the Manual and the Heart and Soul Brother. We also have co-producer Professor Ream with Social Justice and our commentary. Our co-host, Alana Zion Jones, with the Words of Wisdom. Our co-host, Vera Jean Jones, with Health and Wellness. Our co-host, Dr. Rita Adam Jones, with Mental Health and You. Our co-host, Melanie Aubrey, with Financial Literacy. And last but not least, we're keeping in our prayers our other co-host, Linda Goldie out in Florida. I call her our poetess because out in Oregon, I apologize. You know, she had an incident. We also keep Cousin B, daughter Brandy in prayer. Come on, Pastor Eddie. Come on with it.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout out to Prophetess Monica for, you know, spiritual upliftment and spiritual encouragement. She'll be back on our show soon. But I want to say to everybody out there, there's a lot of people abusing unemployment as well. There are people that they have put in prison in the last 6 months who have been getting unemployment and committing unemployment fraud, and they're messing up the system for people who are innocent. But I'm so glad that Professor Reams broke it down into layman terms and helped us understand, you know, what unemployment is really for. But like I said, lately the fraud detection agency who works with unemployment and the FBI have been working to get a lot of people who have been committing fraud. Some people have stolen over $150,000 in unemployment, up to $200,000 in unemployment. Some people were up to $300,000 living a lavish lifestyle, buying new cars and all kinds of stuff. So we got to be careful with the unemployment. If you need it, get it. But if you don't need it, be careful, because they will investigate you and they will find out if you're supposed to get it or not, or if you're frauding using someone else's name or personal information. With that being said, I'm going to yield back to Clarence M. Allen, our co-producer, and Professor Reams, our co-producer, and our two co-hosts, Vera Jean Jones, Tawana Zion Jones. It's a wonderful day, and God bless Linda and all of our people on the show. I love y'all. Peace. I yield back.
Thank you, Pastor Eddie. That was Pastor Eddie Justice Jones, the head of this
radio talk show every Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Monday morning. Call your friends out to call in, because every Monday morning, I don't know how Pastor Eddie do it, but he's hitting home runs. He's scoring touchdowns. He's kicking goals on the soccer field with this show right here. We got the hot button topics. You know, he's covering my rights, your rights, our rights, our civil rights, our constitutional rights, our rights just to live, because we see so many rights being violated across this nation, man. It's just still unbelievable how we're in the most modern times and people's rights are being violated. And let's get to our word of the week. Our word of the week is influence. Influence is our word of the week. What kind of influencer are you? You know, you can be a person who influences people to be inspired to do good, or you can be an inspiration influencer, people not to do good. And with that, we're going to go to our scripture of the week, the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 16, the book of Isaiah, one of the prophets, chapter 5, verse 16. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God that is holy shall be sanctified in righteousness. Amen. Amen. With that, may
amen.
Scripture of the week, you know, resonate with us throughout the week, and even the word of the week, to be the best influence that you can possibly be, not just throughout this day, not just throughout this week, but make it a daily practice throughout our lives. We have plenty of time. So if any co-hosts have anything on their mind that they like to share, if we have a caller, press #1, come in the studio, give us your name, and we can give you a few minutes before we go on to our last segment. But with that, let me do this. Father God, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We come to you saying thank you. Thank you, and thank you unlimitedly. We thank you, God, Father, for watching over us each and every night that we sleep. We thank you for opening our eyes, giving us the breath of life, giving us the water, giving us the food and the nourishment. We thank you for the shelter that you provide us with each and every day, the clothes on our body. We thank you with our health, our safety, your peace and protection that you allow us to go by each and every day in this world. We pray for our families. We pray for our friends. We pray for our communities, Father God, and those people we have no idea who exist on this planet, that you come in their life, they recognize you for who you are, and you touch them with your godly power, your omega and your alpha power, Father God, to give us the inspiration, to give us the strength, the energy to get through each and every day by honoring you, by glorifying you, by worshiping you and thanking you each and every day. We thank you for civilized conversations, which takes a little more intelligence to use the primitive profanic language. We thank you, Father God, for us just getting to where we have to be each and every day. Sometimes it takes that mental strength. It takes that physical strength, and especially the spiritual energy and strength for us to keep moving forward. We all have challenges, Father, and we thank you for pushing us and carrying us along the way.
And with that, Father God, we glorify you. We humbly thank you for each and everything that we can and cannot imagine, because we don't know everything that you do. We just know you continue to bless us each and every day, and we're not worthy of it. But it's your love. It is your love. It's your forgiveness. It's your mercy and your grace that is bestowed upon us each and every day. And with that, we say thank you, Father God. We thank you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Kalana, anything you'd like to share before you go into your segment?
I just want to say thank you, Dad, for the platform, for the opportunity to be able to share wisdom and to listen to knowledge and to learn more every day. I'm grateful to have mercies made new every day. And I thank you for the prayer. It was much received and needed.
To our commentator, Professor Ring.
Yes. Once again, we are always amazed by the wonderful brilliance of our of Talana, as well as I call the regulator or our prophet regulator, as well as the genius of Pastor Eddie Jones for bringing up the topics that allows us to just sit down and just think about them and ask the question, so where do we stand on this topic or where do we don't stand on this topic? And then reinforce that we're standing for something and not falling for anything, as the good pastor has mentioned. So it's our honor to become every Monday to start the week off, to revitalize those who are standing on the front line or even dealing with the politics that's facing them on a daily basis, or even the politics that you hear in the news, to always stand tall, stand firm, stay focused, and also stay on the front wall and continue to do what you do in the areas of social justice and in just the humanity that is needed in light of this, of the world that we're living in. And it always is a wonderful reflection that with the scripture and the word always taken to heart, that we're here because the good Lord has placed us here, and he expects us to do what he's asked us to do, and he expects no more than that, along with showing love, respect, as well as patience to our fellow citizens, fellow journeymen that are also seeking the same truths and understanding as we are in the process. And so with all, I applaud all of you for being so great and making the show as wonderful as it is each Monday. So with that, I yield back to you, the regulator.
Thank you, Professor Rains.
Thank you, Professor.
Thank you, Jelana. Thank you to all of our co-hosts on the show. Do we have any other co-hosts? Sometime we have Melanie Aubrey and Dr. Rita Adam, who calls in after our second hour, within our second hour of the show. If you're in the studio, press 1 and just acknowledge yourself. And one thing that I like to share that I'm going to share a lot when given the opportunity to share is something I learned from my wife. You know, she used to have a cousin club, and we had our friends who joined this cousin club, and if you cursed, it cost you 25 cents, and she would put this 25.
Brother Clarence, I'm sorry
yes,
to interrupt you so abruptly.
Come on,
I just wanted to let you know that Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, Aretha Adams-Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, is on the line right now. I yield back to you, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning, regulator. How are you? And all the fine co-hosts, Pastor Eddie, how are you all doing?
Great.
That's
Come on,
great.
Say something to us before we do your segment.
You
yes,
know,
we love you.
I love you all, too. It's just so nice to be here every Monday. I look forward to joining the Eddie Justice Jones, the radio blog talk radio show every Monday. It's such a blessing. It's so uplifting to hear all the segments, to hear all the guests. It's just it's nice to be able to share. And just to piggyback off my off the co-host, you know, the Lord, he continues to bless us richly with gifts and talents and knowledge, and it's just nice to give back. It's nice to give back to help others, and it's just rewarding. For me, it's just rewarding to share what the Lord gave me freely. And so I bless his name, and I honor him with all of my heart. And I just, I'm just thankful to be a part of this. I call it, it's a form of a ministry, and I thank God for Pastor Eddie and just letting mental health and you be a part of this this ministry. And I thank God for all the co-hosts who come with so much knowledge and just continue to be used of the Lord. And I want to say to the listeners to keep calling in. The best is yet to come. God bless you.
Amen. Let's give our doctor, Dr. Aretha. You are our doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Adams.
You know, Dr. Aretha, at the beginning of the show, you know, I have to give all of us the accolades, the humility that we all are due. And so I was using the word doctor. I called everybody a doctor in their own specialty at the beginning of the show. And I said, we may not have no plaques on the wall, but we make house calls.
That's right. That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
We may not have no plaques on the wall, but we all, in our own way, we're making house calls.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
that's
right.
That's some real poetry right there.
That's cool.
Yes. You know, if I could just have just a couple of minutes going into something that I learned from my wife with this cussing club, and we invited our friends and ones that joined when we got together. If you curse, and even if you were at home, it was about being honest with yourself. And every time you use a prophetic word, a word that cursed, it cost a quarter. And my wife, we put this in a jar, and so when the summers came, that paid for our gatherings, you know, barbecue in the park and this and that. But I learned so much more from that cussing club, and every day I practice to keep it out of my mouth, out of my lifestyle, because of what I learned from the profanic language. It is a real primitive way of expressing yourself. It came from an era in history where people were uncivilized. They were uneducated. They didn't have knowledge, and they lived any kind of way that they wanted to. And these were the words that they used. They cursed each other. They cursed God. They cursed everything, and used disrespectful and humiliating language every day, all day long. This is a social, mental, even a spiritual, physical disease that we have in our society. This is a disease that we need to start talking about, because to use profanity, it takes no thought at all. You could just cuss somebody out. But in order to express that same mind thought without using profanity, it takes a little intelligence, even to get that same amount of tension without using profanity. It causes the sicknesses that we have in our society. It causes the hatred, the racism, the violence. It
it brings about every evil that we have in this world. Profanity. This is not, especially us, it's not our nature. It's not natural for us, even though it has become natural, because where it came from, it's in our system. It's in television, it's in radio, it's in our music become infested. It's an infection that we all need to start talking about, bringing to light, and curing it. Not treating it, curing it. And we cure it by not using it at all and start being creative and intelligent in our mind to express ourselves in the same way, with the same force, if necessary, without using profanity. Because to use these words, when that situation or that circumstance presents itself, we're going to act accordingly to how we think and how we speak. And so I just wanted to mention that. And so if you hear people using it, find a way to let them know that it comes from a primitive, uncivilized society. You don't have to be educated to use it, but you have to be educated to find another way to express yourself and get that same point across. And so with that, I'm going to go to Talana Jones. Thank you all for allowing me to express that. Let's be intelligent on the way we express ourselves. You know, our ancestors were hunted down with profanity. We got where to. The same words that were used to ridicule us, to hunt and kill us, to hang us in trees, we use now with each other like it's okay, like it can be a word of endearment, but it's not. Because using that word and calling your brother and sister these words, when that situation or circumstance presents itself, you're going to act the way your mind thinks, the way your mind speaks, and what your mind believes. So this is something we've got to cut out. We got to cut it out of our tongue, out of our thought process, and it's going to be an everyday challenge for some of us because some people, more sugar, honey, iced tea come out of their mouth than out of their rectum, if you get my message. So with that, Talana, take the floor at your segment.
Well said, the regulator.
I come from a long line of it's not what you say, but how you say it. So I absolutely believe that there's power in your words, and practice makes permanent. So practicing a little bit every day to take away, I do understand the messages that, like you said, in our TV programs and music, and just regular slang now. What we call slang is supposed to be the norm, as Clarence just said. So from a younger stance, I can just say I've learned to use my words very wisely and speak very slowly. And I've also, this is the most important, learn to listen before you speak.
Amen.
Well said, well said.
Now, we know you have some words of wisdom for us, Talana. Come on, give us more than what you just gave. We need more.
Okay. Oh, life. I love it. Hold on just a moment. I can share. So there are some affirmations that I found that I think fit. One second.
Hmm.
Remember this most about, first of all, about cuss words. I believe that they cause stress, and they also cause mental anguish I do also feel that it takes on a different energy in your body. I do believe, like most majority of the things you said, Clarence, are all true. So you kind of hit the hammer right on the nail when you said exactly how you said it. It's not too much for me to elaborate on. I do know, though, I've been taught to respect myself and to learn from how we communicate is the most effective. First and foremost, eye contact is everything. Having an open stance to receive whatever it is you have to say is also important, and being confident when you speak. Having confidence also relieves the fact that you won't have to worry about using profanity or disrespectful words that are vulgar and don't have any positivity to your communication level. So I just feel that it's a practice. And as I said earlier, it makes permanent, not perfect.
Amen. Word of wisdom. If I can say this, if I can say this from the doctor, the words of wisdom to Lana Jones.
Amen. The butterfly.
Amen. That's you, Vera?
Amen.
Yes, just still, I'm listening in, but on the road.
Okay. Are you able to give us some health and wellness, or are you just listening?
Just listening for now, driving.
Okay, well, God bless you with safe travels and traveling grace. And Dr. Reese Adam Jones, I'm going to lean back on my sofa couch right here. Because it's time for mental health and you.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. And a couple of weeks ago, I talked about an eating disorder that's often looked over as a mental illness. People just look at it as a medical condition or just an eating, you know, something going on with the eating where the person just doesn't want to gain weight. But anorexia is more, a little more than that. A part of it is emotional and a part of it is medical. And, you know, so today I'm coming with another eating disorder. Oftentimes people don't look at this as a mental disorder. So we talked about anorexia, which is the eating disorder. It's the lack or loss of appetite for food, the medical part of it. And then the emotional part is that the disorder is characterized by an obsessive desire to lose weight by refusing to eat or restricting the calorie intake so low that they go well below the 85% of the ideal body weight. Okay, so today I'm coming to you with bulimia. Bulimia is also a serious eating disorder. It is a disorder, and unlike anorexia, where the individual just restricts the dietary intake, so their calorie, they restrict the calorie intake so low, or they just stop eating. Bulimics, or people that suffer from bulimia, what they do, they binge, which means they eat, and they eat a lot, and then it's followed by methods, you know, to avoid the weight gain, whether it's excessive exercise, are induced vomiting, which is very common for bulimics. Serious eating disorder marked by binging, eating in excess, and then it's followed by methods to avoid the weight gain. There are more than 200,000 U.S. cases reported each year. This is an emotional disorder, and it involves, again, a distortion of the body image, right? Distortion because when they look at themselves in the mirror, as the same with anorexia, anorexic. They have it's an exaggeration that makes something appear different from the way it actually is. So that's what a distortion is. It makes people, in the case of bulimics and people that suffer from anorexia, they look at themselves in the mirror and it's an exaggerated view. What they see is exaggerated. It's not based on reality. They see themselves different than the way that they really are. They see an appearance that's not based on reality. It's not the way that it really is. So what happens, is that because of this image, they begin to obsess over losing weight, okay? But with bulimics, what they do, they overeat. Just eat. And it's followed by depression, self-induced vomiting, purging, or fasting. So they do eat, but afterwards, it's followed by methods to avoid the weight gain. So it is an eating disorder in which a large quantity of food is consumed in a short period of time, and it's followed by feelings of guilt, shame. Okay. The typical behaviors, they might eat more than 2,000 calories in one setting, and then they induce vomiting. They engage in excessive exercise. Sometimes they use laxatives, okay, enemas, fasting, or combination of exercising, laxatives, enemas, and fasting, okay, which causes a lot of stressors on the body, okay. And according to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, you know, it's really bad, you know, the vomiting, and, you know, the daily vomiting and things like that. It could very well cause, according to NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, they put out a report, and they talk about arrhythmia. They talk about heart palpitations. They talked about heart attacks, and they talked about death, okay? So the repeated vomiting, what happens is that it erodes the enamel of the teeth. That's only a part of it. It erodes the enamel of the teeth. It leads to yellow teeth, mouth sensitivity, rapid tooth decay, and often causes fertility issues, okay? It stretches the stomach. You know, so when people are engaging all this induced vomiting, the medical part of it is serious as well, okay? It stretches the stomach. It increases the amount of food you're able to eat. And in exceptional cases, the binging, it can rip the stomach lining, okay? That's how serious it is. It can rip the stomach lining, and it can cause the acid to spill into the rest of the body. Now, too much acid in some cases can be fatal, okay? Can cause chronic gastric reflux, okay? Inflammation of the esophagus, none of these are good. Let's see, the noticeable signs, long periods of time in the bathroom or at the gym, they have a fear of gaining weight, they constantly talk about weight or appearance. A lot of times they eat alone. They hide evidence of their binging, when they start binging. Sometimes you can tell by cuts on their hands, you know, from their fingers scraping against their teeth. Okay, when they're trying to induce the vomiting, they stick their fingers, in their mouth and their teeth rub against the fingers. Red marks on their faces as a result of burst blood vessels, right? For all of that induced vomiting. Okay. According to NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, 1% of the adult population in the U.S. suffers from bulimia at some point in their life. Women are more likely to develop the disorder than men. Young women are more likely to develop the disorder than older women. And the treatment, you know, sometimes it requires hospitalizations. Individual therapy is very effective. Group therapy and antidepressants. Inpatient treatment, as I said, may be required. The people that suffer from this disorder sometimes have to remain under the eye of a trained doctor so that they can monitor the vomiting. And sometimes it requires tube feeding because they're severely underweight. So it's very serious. And then the psychological effects, depression, anxiety, isolation, having distorted images of their body, and preoccupation with their weight. Okay, and then, you know, physical effects, weight loss, the absence of a menstrual cycle, dehydration, fatigue, water, electrolyte imbalance, and heart palpitations. So that's bulimia. And I just want to say that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Dr. Aretha Adams.
Woo-hoo.
Way to go, Dr. Aretha. Ooh. Ooh. Yes.
Never heard of bulimia. That's B-U-L-I-M-I-A, bulimia. I never heard of that.
Bulimia.
So that's a new disorder, yes. Thank you,
all
Dr. Aretha.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Everybody's doing such a wonderful, fantastic, and phenomenal job on the show today. Thank you all. It's an honor and a pleasure to have the greatest co-producers and the greatest co-hosts in the entire wide world. I love you guys. I'm going to yield back, and thank you all for listening to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Clarence and Professor and everybody, go ahead, take the floor. I yield.
Here's another alert. Alert, alert. To all gangsters, this is another alert. Calling on one gangster, calling on all gangsters. Gangsters, gather around. For the next alert will last for the next however long that it will take to make some words bond. At this time, we will be lighting up a few campfires. You are now forward into the woods. In case you may have missed your turn, you are now stuck in the woods. I mean, you are deep into the woods. You are so far into the woods that you don't even know where you are. It will not do any good for you to tell anyone. Cell phones do not work. GPS cannot connect to the satellite. You are now on your own out here in the boonies. You are so far out in the woods, you cannot tell tall timber from small brush. Can you see the forest through the trees? This gathering that we're about to have, it is not only for the marshmallows. For the rest of you hot dogs, you better check your own mustard. Remember this. While you are out here in the land of the free, someone must pay. You must continue to keep things gangster. You are out here in the wide blue yonder. Let us all invite all the newcomers, open the doors. Allow everyone to play the games. The machines are smoking. If you can talk that talk, then you must walk that walk. Be sure that your conversations jive. We hold our own random background checks. I hope that your check won't bounce. So keep them talking and keep them walking. Open the floodgates and open them wide. This will be the day that the doors will be swinging both ways. The doors will be swinging this way, and the doors will be swinging that way. Gangsters, check it all out, gangsters. You are the stars of the show. There is no need to attract any more attention to the games than you can handle. Gangsters, if you do not get greedy, then everybody wins. Man the windows. Make sure that the squeaky wheel get plenty of oil. Always check for counterfeits. Now get out there and collect only the finest dead presidents, dignitaries, and four-star generals. Wise guys, we're just keeping it all gangster. be advised, Hubble has a new view on you from way up in the sky. Now the notice has been served. Feel free, as long as you have paid your fees. You are far out in the woods. Stick to your own campfires. You would not want to burn the whole place down, would you? Please do not feed the bears. You all should know by now, through the steps that we are taking, you all should have some knowledge and some facts about some fortunes that had been told. Gangsters, this is the part of the game that should never be bought or sold. There are many truths to the game that must be earned through the hard work and dedication. These truths must be earned before anything can be told. All of these things take time. But for now, we will open up some more doors, and we will open up these doors up wide. We need more space. We need more machines, more shops. We need more and more. So open those doors. Open the windows, too. It is getting hotter in here. Now it is time to go around and around and around. We will go. While the wheels will keep spinning faster and faster, who will be able to keep up with the spinning wheels? The wheels will always be spinning somewhere on the floors. Guaranteed that there will be plenty of mess that will get lost in the shuffle. The tables are turning their profit and the machines are on the rise. Let the music play. People dance the nights away. It is very smoky inside. The atmosphere has reached the hemisphere. The shows must go on. Ladies, ladies, ladies and gentlemen, gangsters, with the gangs being part of our lines of business, we must build up more picket white lily fences. As gangsters, we must put more white lily fences than a good old American country town. Never treat your guests and customers like they are some suckers or some tricks. We must always do all that we can to keep our guests and our customers happy and satisfied with the time that they share with us, with the games that they play. Serve plenty of beverages and entertain them all. Now, our new gangster motto is, we will leave no spinning guest and customer behind. The eyes cannot get enough to see, and their ears cannot get enough noise. Let us fill their eyes with the brightest and flashiest lights along with the best attracting sound. Hit the high definitions and let the neon show. Take my advice. Watch out for the marshmallows and be careful around the hot dogs. The mustard might be missing from the hot dog. Try sticking to the prime ribs and chase it down with the best drink. You have just heard from Regulate the Manual. Here's another alert from an extension of the gangsters. Go to regulatethemanual.com. Hit me up directly for an autographed copy of this book, Regulate the Manual. Professor Ring, take the floor.
Thank you so much, our prophet, the regulator. Yes. Ooh, yes. Extraordinary.
Hot dog and marshmallows, so what you want?
So here we are at the commentary. And so we've had so many different commentary moments. I'm going to limit my points to some of the key things. And so thank you so much, Pastor Eddie Jones, for everything. Thank you so much, our prophet Clarence Allen, dealing with the gangsters. Thank you, Sister Vera, or Dr. Grandy V, as we're going to be calling her. Talana, once again, brilliant as usual, with your words of wisdom and segments. And then, of course, Melanie Aubrey, and I shout out and to also Dr. Aretha, once again, sharing with us an area which I also studied back in. It's always bringing tears back of both bulimia and anorexia nervosa. And to all, including Prophet Monica, and also to Howard Stroman, we give a wonderful shout out. So at this point in time, we've had a wonderful discussion on dealing with the variant, with the Delta variant. And so everyone, do what you need to do to stay safe and stay true to yourself, but also to stay healthy. We've also talked about what's dealing with people ready to go back to work. Professor Jones had mentioned that, yes, there has been fraud and that. We want to make sure that whatever fraudsters are out there are not going, that you are well aware that this is an issue. So do not try to cheat the government with the unemployment, because the fact it is an issue and you could get into trouble. But for those that are taking a second look, we've been given a blessing of having a second look at how work should be done, to where there wouldn't any, would not be a need for such fraud if we had equitable working environments in the first place. So as we are here in this second week in July, you're also hearing about the situation with Weisselberg and number 45 and all of those, which gets to our word of influencers. So with the example of CPAC having their election of Donald Trump and also of Ron DeSantis as being at the top of their ticket, we can feel satisfied that justice is coming as the indictments are going to be slowly rolling down, and these type of influencers will be handled in the proper manner. But of course, as the good Lord works, it works in his mysterious ways. He's making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. So stay tuned, because what will happen is when you have influencers like this, per the bad gangsters, as Clarence has mentioned, they also begin turning on each other when the indictments start falling. So it'll be amusing to see how everyone flips on each other when the real deal holy field of indictments actually comes down the pipe. So stay tuned, have your popcorn ready, and whatever your favorite drink is, because the show is about to begin. Now, as far as the good gangsters and doing as proper influencers, you have many, from Pastor Jones on to the legacies of John Lewis, to RGB, to current leadership that's going on, including with President Biden as well as Vice President Kamala Harris, dealing with H.R. 1 and trying to make that into the major priority, so that these governors who are trying to be influencers and trying to change how the vote is will not have their way in many of the red states. And so that's why with the increase of $24 million into the DNC and all these other things in general, good messages, taking the time that Talana mentioned, is making sure that you speak very slowly and clearly to make your point is important, because that's the type of speech that will be needed, not cussing speech, but that type of speech which will continue us to continue for us to stay on the front line and fight for all the injustices that have been going on, especially since the focus of the Eddie Justice Jones is social justice. And so with that in mind, the folks are having a time with a drought. There's also the hurricanes that came through. There's also these other issues, but it's now time to take this week to do a deep dive, a deep reflection on exactly what direction you're going to go as we get close to the new elections that are coming up, as we're thinking about work, and as we're thinking about getting to a spot, as Talana mentioned, where we're at a place where serenity is our guide. And that's the major thing with Isaiah and dealing with God and walking in his footsteps. It's not the aspect of being happy, because Clarence and I talked about, you know, happy is just state of mind, but it's a fact of being content, being serene, being in the Word, and being with God in every step of the way and keeping him first and moving along the way, pathway that he's moving. And so it might seem frustrating that it doesn't happen very quickly when we want it to, but as we all know, God brings it in his time. And with that comes the rewards of being patient. And because of that, this is why we have to always, always say thank God for everything, because of his grace and mercy. That's the only reason why we're here, to be able to do the things that we do in order to honor him. And with that in mind, that's my commentary. I yield back to you, the regulator.
Okay, Professor Reed. Thank you, Professor Reed. You're the best.
And thank
You're
you, Sarah, again, to Granny V for all the help and support.
Grandma V, that is me.